Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masechta Sukkah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So Mishnah Ches tells us, HaHalal V'Asimcha Shemona. If you recall, in the very first Mishnah of this parak, we said that the mitzvahs of Halal and Simcha last for 8 days. So Ketzad, how do we understand that? Melamit Shchayvat Nebahal B'Simcha Kvod Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag, that there's such a din of Shmini Atzeres, where one has to have Halal, and one has to experience Simcha, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and the mitzvah of Halal and honoring the Yom Tov applies on Shmini Atzeres Kishar Kol Yimos HaChag, just like all of the other days of the Yom Tov. So you have to do all the normal things you would do. The Kavod Yom Tov, you put on Yom Tov clothing, you make sure the house is clean. So every day of Sukkot has its own carbon Musaf, because each day is its own separate Chag. So Shmini Atzeres certainly gets its own Halal because it was independent of meaning of the other days. Just like each day of Chol HaMoed is independent of the other days. Sukkah Shiva Ketzad, when the Mishnah says that the mitzvah of Sukkah applies for 7 days, how are we supposed to understand that? What's the Mishnah teaching me when it says that Sukkah is Shiva, that Sukkah lasts for 7 days? So Gamar Milecha Lo Yatir Sukkaso. It's telling me that when you finish eating your last meal on the 7th day of Sukkah, on Shana Rabbah, don't untie your Sukkah and start taking it apart, because the mitzvah of Sukkah applies the entire day. So if you want to go learn, you want to take a nap, you want to eat something else, you're going to have to do that in the sukkah. So you're not supposed to take apart your sukkah on the last day. Aval morid esakelim in a mincha l'mayla. But from mincha and on, you could bring down whatever kelim you had and whatever bedding and pillows and things like that from your sukkah, mipnei kvod yom tov achron shel chag, because of the kavod of the last day of Yom Tov. Meaning here you have pretty much an explicit mission that says you're not supposed to take down your sukkah before the end of Sukkot. Very often we get that shaila, Rabbanim get that shaila. People say, well, I'm not to sit in Sukkot Shmini Atzeres anyway. I'm going to work the day after Simchas Torah, so I actually have some free time on the last day of Chol HaMoed, on Hoshana Rabbah. So can't I take down my Sukkah at that point? So here's a Beferish Mishnah that says, no, because you're really supposed to be in the Sukkah. The mitzvah of Sukkah lasts up until Yom Tov, so you can take your fancy stuff out of your Sukkah, but you're not allowed to. To take apart the sukkah. Now, Mishnah test discusses the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim. So says the Mishnah, nisuch hamayim ketzad. How would they do the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim? Tzloches shel zahav machzeke shlosha lugim hayim emale min ashiloach. A kohen would fill a golden jug that could hold 3 lug of water from the Mei HaShiloach, which was right near Yerushalayim, and they would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. He agil l'shar hamayim takov yirivutaku. And when they would get to the Shar Hamayim, which is by the southern wall of the Azara, they would blow trumpets. They'd blow Tzkiyah Trua and another Tzkiyah, and that was a way of expressing a sense of Simcha or Sason. Sha'afte Mayim B'Sason, the Pasuk says. So that's the way they expressed that level of Sason. Olav HaKevesh, a Kohen, then went up the ramp of the Mizbeach carrying this water. Ufanel Smolo, and then when he got to the top, he turned to his left and he walked toward the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Shnei Safalim Shal Kesef HaYusham. There were 2 silver bowls there, one where they would pour the wine of the carbon tamid each and every day, and one where another carbon would pour the water on each day of Sukkot. So the Tana said that the bowls were silver, but the next Tana says, no, they weren't. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Sidhayu. The bowls are actually made out of plaster, and plaster is normally white. Elishayu Mushcharin Pneyim Mipnei Hayayin. They just had this silvery look to them because their surface was darkened from the wine that was poured into them. And even the one that had water poured into them, someone would accidentally pour wine into the water one, so that one also had this silvery look to it, even though water should not give anything a silvery look. And umenukavim kamin shnei chatamin dakin. These bowls had holes like 2 thin nostrils. They had a spout at the base of the bowl where there was a hole in it. It looked like a nostril. Echad mu'uba ve'echadak. The nostril of one bowl was a wider nostril, so that whatever you pour through would come through more quickly. And the other bowl had a narrower nostril. And the reason they did that is because wine is thicker than water, and they wanted them to go at the same pace. So if you have a thicker beverage, it's not going to go at the same pace if the hole is the same size. So Kadeshu Shneim Kolin Basachas, they wanted both the water and the wine to finish flowing out of the bowls at exactly the same time. So the wine of used to be very, very thick, so that it had to be, meaning nowadays our wine is pretty much the same as water in terms of its thickness, but in those days it was a much thicker kind of wine. So these two bowls were to one was on a little further west, one a little further east. So the Mishnah tells us which one they would use for what. Maravi Shalmayim is Rachli Shalyayin. The western bowl was for water, the eastern bowl was for the wine. Eda Shalmayim, Eira Shalmayim, Litok Shalyayin, Vishalyayin, Litok Shalmayim Yatza. But if you poured water into the wine bowl or wine into the water bowl, you still fulfill the mitzvah. So the Mishnah said that the amount of water that they would use is 3 lug of water. Now we said that they would pour it for 7 days, the 7 days of Sukkot, not on Shemini Atzeres. Rabbi Yehuda Omer below Hayemenasech Kol Shmona. Rabbi Yehuda says I disagree with both points. I think it was a log, not 3 lugin, and I think that they would do it Kol Shmona, including Shemini Atzeres, not just the 7 days of Sukkot. Meaning this is Halacha Moshe Misinai, and he says that the Halacha Moshe Misinai is that the shear is 1 log of water. Lemenasech Omrlo, they would tell the guy who's pouring the water, Hagbe Yadcha, pick up your hands when you pour, because one time there was a Kohen who was pouring it on purpose onto his feet and not into the bowl, because he was a tzeduki and he didn't accept the Torah Shebal Peh. So they were against in principle the whole mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. So he did this thing in order to avoid Nisach HaMayim. Urgamu kala'am be'esrogehen, and they pelted him with the esrogim. And from then on, they asked the Kohen to demonstrate very clearly that he's actually doing the proper Nisach HaMayim. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we learned that Halal and Simcha last for all 8 days, because you're chayv in Halal Simcha on Shemini Atzeres as well, just like all the other days. We said Sukkah lasts for 7 days, and that means the full 7 days. You're not allowed to take apart your Sukkah on the seventh day, but you are allowed to take the fancy kelim out of the Sukkah on the seventh day in order to prepare the house for Kavod Yom Tov HaAcharon Shel Chag for Shemini Atzeres. In Mishnah Tes, we discussed Nisach HaMayim, and we said that they had a jug of gold that would hold 3 lug, and they would fill it up from the shiloach, and they would get to the Shar HaMayim and blow its kia through its kia, and then the Kohen would go up the ramp and turn to his left, and there would be 2 silver bowls there. Rabbi Yehuda said not 2 silver bowls, 2 plaster bowls there that just looked silvery because of the wine that was poured through them, and they each had this hole in it like a nostril, except the one that you were supposed to pour wine through had a thicker nostril because they were supposed to go through at the same pace. The western bowl was for water, the eastern one was for wine, but if you poured them in the wrong spot, you're still yotze the mitzvah. And Rabbi Yehuda said, I disagree on 2 points. It wasn't 3 lugin, it was 1 lug, and it wasn't only done for 7 days, it was done kol shmona, it was done on all 8 days. And then when the person was being menasech lemayim, was doing the nisach hamayim, they would tell him he's got to lift up his hands to show them that he's doing the mitzvah properly, because one time someone was menasech al gabei raglav because he was a tzeduki and he didn't want to do a proper Nisach HaMayim, and everyone stoned him with their esrogim. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud.